Paradise, California has begun asking anxious residents how they think their town should be rebuilt. Of course, many residents are no longer there. They had to leave Paradise after the Camp Fire wiped out much of the town and surrounding communities in the Sierra Nevada foothills. NPR's Kirk Sigler has been reporting on the difficult recovery there, and he sent us this update.
The Camp Fire has prompted a lot of questions about whether towns like Paradise in high-risk areas should even be rebuilt. Barry Long tried to squash that immediately as he kicked off a crowded town hall meeting at the Paradise Alliance Church.
One of the first questions we get is, or folks say, are they really going to rebuild Paradise? And we say, that's not a question. Council made an immediate decision, and the town did, we're going to rebuild Paradise.
Long and his firm, Urban Design Associates, were hired by the town council to develop a long-term recovery plan for Paradise. And nearly 20,000 structures in this area burnt to the ground, but Long told the crowd, you can't just abandon a community.
It took 140 years to build Paradise, and obviously, things did survive, like the church here.
Long's company also consulted for the state of Louisiana after Hurricane Katrina. Now, one big parallel between that storm and last year's fire is anxiety over gentrification. Will the people who used to live in Paradise, who are already on the economic margins before the fire, still be able to afford to live here in the future? A new Paradise with tougher fire-safe building codes will be more expensive. And here's something you hear a lot.
We just need affordable living and our home back.
This is Kathy Wood, who's lived in Paradise for 30 years.
Oh, I lost everything. All my family members are homeless. They're scattered throughout California. I just want to come home.
Paradise was a haven for retirees and others who couldn't afford the city or just wanted to live in the country. And like a lot of Western towns, it grew too quickly without a lot of planning and scant zoning. Mobile home parks, tract houses, fast food restaurants, packed into overgrown forests. Kathy Wood hopes something good will come out of all of this.
You know, we have a great opportunity up here for a complete reset.
A complete reset, but will it be affordable?
Paradise is not going to be the same as it was.
The mayor, Jody Jones, says she's trying to balance rebuilding smarter while also not putting on too many expensive mandates. But they've never had to do this before, and they're learning as they go.
I don't know that I can give any assurances it's not going to be gentrified, because in some sense of the word, what people mean by that is new. And everything we build is going to be new. It's going to be different.
If there's any good news here, it's that Paradise has time to figure this stuff out. Hardly anybody is rebuilding anything yet. It's because they've barely even begun cleaning things up and hauling away all of the debris.
Yeah, clutter.
At another forum in nearby Chico, a group of third-year architecture students from Cal Poly San Luis Obispo may have some answers.
We're trying to figure out a different way to rearrange the town so it better suits the inhabitants and also brings new people to Paradise.
They're calling it a reimagined Paradise. This is Alessandro Zanghi. His poster board is an architectural rendering of a proposed vocational college that would train carpenters and plumbers, the trades that are already in high demand for rebuilding but in short supply. There are also maps here showing various models of reconfigured street grids for safer evacuations, and there's more cleared-out open space between smaller, energy-efficient homes.
It's really important to have architecture be more than just luxury high-rises and things like that. It should be things that help a community grow and help a community flourish.
They'll soon hand over all of their plans to the town. After 4 long months of stress and anxiety in this community, these students hope to import a little optimism. Zanghi says the crisis is also an opportunity for Paradise, and they want to help. Kirk Sigler, NPR News, Chico, California.